Hello, my name is Terrell. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes.
All right, where's your county?
Oh, sir, are you live or is this a recording?
Yeah, I'm live. Where are you calling from so I can help you?
Well, I'm in Tuscaloosa. I live in the city of Tuscaloosa, and I was just reading the article about the Fire College. I'm assuming it's the Fire College at Shelton State campus in Tuscaloosa. I was calling to find out if those vaccinations are being administered today. I wasn't able for some reason to register on the link that the article provided. And so I decided I would look up your phone number and call.
All right. The only information for the vaccine in Tuscaloosa is at the County Health Department. I'm not seeing any other information.
County Health Department? Well, the article I read said that the Alabama Fire College had 2,000 vaccinations to administer. And I think it was an article in the Tuscaloosa News yesterday, and I was just reading it online this morning, just a few minutes ago. So are you at the college, or is there someone at the college that I could speak with?
No, we are not at the college. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Oh.
You might have to contact that college if you want to speak with someone there.
Well, I thought that was the Alabama Fire College was the number I called, and then it said if you want information on COVID-19 vaccine, press 1, and I did, and then that's when you came on. So, but you're not even with the Fire College, right?
No, just the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Oh, okay. Okay, and so you're showing that the vaccination is available at the County Public Health Department?
Yes.
Okay. Anywhere else in Tuscaloosa? Like, I know Walmart and Sam's Club were supposed to are administering the vaccine, but all of their appointments must be taken. I'm just trying to get the vaccine at the first chance I can get it. So I'm 65. Years of age, so that's my eligibility. So, yeah, well, you've been helpful. I appreciate your speaking with me this morning. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.